Right. So this isn't kind of the one-stop shop. There's way more to talk about, but he's kind of given an example of where these fail, looking at kind of a knowledge-based system. So, okay, Hinduism is the first one. Hinduism is the outstanding example of the religion of transcendent mysticism in the history of the world. As we mentioned before, Hindus believe that the world is an illusion. We're all trying to get to nirvana, but we can get there only if we meditate and get off the wheel of life. And so that's the ultimate goal is we want to be good humans because we want to stop everything and live in perpetual bliss for forever. We've already
Right,
discussed
so we
this.
have this, samsara is what they call it, the circle of life where you're born and then you adhere to the dharma, which is the law that they have, and then you acquire either good karma or bad karma, and then based on that, it results in what your new birth will be, and the goal then is to try to get out of that, samsara circle into nirvana. Nirvana, right? Or escape all of that particular circle.
Right. And we see this play out within their society. The caste system of India kind of models this because, well, you're poor because you're born poor because you've done harmful things in your past life. And so maybe next time you do better this one, and maybe next time you won't be so poor. And so that kind of talks about a an expressed view of an internal belief system that is meted out. And so that's one of the things that as presuppositionalists we like to talk about is what from your belief system drives your action and does it account for it? Well, here they're adhering to their belief system. If you're poor, that's a bad thing. And so that clearly indicates that you've done the bad karma run route, the Fallout 3 video game that talks about good karma, bad karma for being mean or carrying out the objectives. And so the caste system is that outward expression. All right, and so we've already discussed this, but let's review. The Hare Krishna, though they might not want to admit it, is really a variant of Hinduism. And the way that we approach the Hare Krishna follows in the previous chapter. It's the last video that we did last week for the short video. It's also the way that we can kind of refute the Hindu here. If there are no distinctions, if all is really is one, then on that worldview, I'm already in nirvana because there's no distinction between being in nirvana and not being in nirvana, right? But if nirvana is different from this world, then there must be distinctions. He must either give up Hare Krishna or Hinduism or give up logic. And he said, if you're going to give up logic, at least be honest that you're going to give up logic.
So those are your choices, right? All is one. Okay, well then why am I worried about being in nirvana? Because I'm already in it if all is one, right? And so you can't have it both ways, right? So either all is one and therefore I'm already in nirvana, or there's a distinction, either or, and therefore all isn't one. And so, you can't have all is one and all is not one at the same time. You have to give up logic if you're going to have that. So that's the main problem he suggests with Hinduism.